ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम्, देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया। भगवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। So today is 1st January 2014. So for most of the peoples, today is New Year. Just now I was just going to my room. His Grace Bhuvaneswar Prabhu told me, "Happy New Year." Okay, because about 75% of world population is Christians, so that's why today is New Year. And according to Gaudiya Vaishnava, which is the New Year, Gaurabdha, the appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay, today's verse is selected by His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj. This class is supposed to be given by Maharaj. Somehow or other, I am here to give this class on the same verse. This is reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, Chapter 3, Pure Devotional Service, Text 17. Ayu हरति वै पुंसाम् उदयम् अस्तम् च यन् असौ तस्यार्ते यत् क्षण नितः उत्तमश्लोक वार्तया। आयुर्हरति वै पुंसाम् उदयन् अस्तं च यन् असौ तस्यार्ते यत्क्षणो नीत उत्तमश्लोकवार्तया। आयुर्हरति वै पुंसाम् उदयन् अस्तं च यन् असौ तस्यार्ते यत्क्षणो नीत उत्तमश्लोकवार्तया। आयुर्हरति वै पुंसाम् उदयन् अस्तं च यन् असौ तस्यार्ते यत्क्षणो नीत Tamashlokavartaya. Ayur harati vai pumsam udayan astam chayan aso tasyarte yat khanonita uttama shloka vartaya ayur harati vai pumsam Udayan astam chayan asau tasyarte yat khyano nita uttama shloka vartaya ayur harati vai pumsam udayan astam chayan asau Tasyarte yat khyano nita uttama shloka vartaya. Mataen. Ayur harati vai pumsam udayan astam chayan asau tasyarte yat khyano nita Uttama shloka vartaya Ayur harati vai pumsam Udayanastam yaso Tasyarte yat khyana nita Uttama shloka vartaya
Word meaning
Ayuh,
duration of life,
harati, decreases, vai, certainly, pumsam, of the people, udayan, rising, astam, setting, cha, also, yan, moving, Asao, the sun, tasya, of one who glorifies the Lord, rite, except, yat, by whom, khyanaha, time, nitaha, utilized, uttama shloka, the all good personality of Godhead, Bhartaya in the topics of translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charana Aravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Translation Both by rising and by setting the sun decreases the duration of life everyone except one who utilizes the time by decreasing to except one who utilizes the time by discussing topics of all good personality of Godhead. Please repeat. Both by rising and by setting the sun decreases the duration of life of everyone except one who utilizes the time by discussing topics of the all good personality of Godhead. Purport. This verse indirectly confirms the greater importance of utilizing the human form of life to realize our lost relationship with the Supreme Lord by acceleration of devotional service. Time and tide wait for no man. So, the time indicated by the sunrise and the sunset will be uselessly wasted if such time is not properly utilized for realizing identification of spiritual values. even a fraction of the duration of life wasted cannot be compensated by any amount of gold. Human life is simply awarded to a living entity or jiva so that he can realize his spiritual identity and his permanent source of happiness. A living being, especially the human being, is seeking happiness because happiness is the natural situation of the living entity. But he is vainly seeking happiness in the material atmosphere. A living being is constitutionally a spiritual spark of the complete whole, and his happiness can be perfectly perceived in spiritual activities. The Lord is the complete spiritual whole or spirit whole, and his name, form, quality, pastimes, entourage, and personality are all identical with him. Once a person comes into contact with any one of the above mentioned energies of the Lord, through the proper channel of devotional service, the door to the perfection is immediately opened. In the Bhagavad Gita 2:40, the Lord has explained such contact in the following words: endeavors in devotional service are never baffled, nor is there failure. A slight beginning of such activities is sufficient even to deliver a person from the great ocean of material fears. As a highly potent drug injected intravenously acts at once on the whole body, the transcendental topics of the Lord injected through the ear of the pure devotee of the Lord can act very efficiently. Oral realization of the transcendental messages implies total realization, just as fructification of one part of the tree implies fructification of all other parts. This realization for a moment in the association of pure devotees like Sukhdev Goswami prepares one's complete life for eternity. And thus the sun fails to rob the pure devotee of his duration of life, insomuch as he is constantly busy in devotional service of the Lord, purifying his existence. Death is a symptom of the material infection of the eternal living being. Only due to material infection is the eternal living entity subjected to the law of birth, death, old age, and disease. The materialistic way of pious activities like charity is recommended in the Smriti Shastra, as quoted by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Money given in charity to a suitable person is guaranteed bank balance in the next life. Such charity is recommended to be given to a Brahmana. If the money is given in charity to a non-Brahmana without Brahmanical qualification, the money is returned in the next life in the same proportion. If it is given in charity to a half-educated Brahmana, even then the money is returned double. If money is given in charity to a learned and fully qualified Brahmana, the money is returned 100 and 1,000 times. And if the money is given to a Veda Parag, one who is factually realized the path of the Vedas, it is returned by unlimited multiplication. The ultimate end of Vedic knowledge is realization of the personality of Godhead. Lord Krishna stated in Bhagavad Gita, Veda ischa sarvair aham eva vedyo. There is guarantee of monies being returned if given in charity regardless of the proportion. Similarly, a moment passed in association of this pure devotee by hearing and chanting the transcendental messages of the Lord is a perfect guarantee for eternal life, for returning home back to Godhead. Maddhama gatva punarjanamana vidyate. In other words, a devotee of the Lord is guaranteed eternal life. A devotee's old age or disease in the present life is but an impetus to such guaranteed eternal life. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om ajnanati mirandhasya jnananjana sailakaya chakhyurunmilitam jena tasmai sri gurubhe namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Sopadantikam. Bande Aham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnam Bhamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatha Nitam Tang Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakha Nitanscha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratise Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanang Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Ayur Harati Vai Pumsam Udayan Astam Chayan Asavu Tasyarte Yatkhyana Nitaha Uttama Sloka Vartaya. Both by rising and by setting, the sun decreases the duration of life of everyone, except one who utilizes the time by discussing topics of the all good personality of Godhead. So we are becoming happy. Because today is happy new year. We are entering 2014. So like someone is born in 2010, then how many years? She born in 2010, then is it 2014? On 1st January 2010, suppose he is born. Then now is his 4 year completed, 5th year starting. But what is Jamaraj is thinking? Jamaraj minister, his prime minister is Chitragupta. He is thinking, now this living entity is supposed to live 70 years in this earthly planet. Now he reducing one year. So now he is thinking, okay, here his parents are becoming very happy. My child is growing. But Jamaraj is telling, very nice. This living entity is supposed to come to our assembly of this Jamaloka after 66 years. So everyone thinking, our child, we are growing and we will enjoy this world. But actually, it's fact. Anyone just, I ask, sometimes we walk, we ask someone, how are you? Then he tell, yes, I am okay. I am okay, yes. But actually no one is okay in this material world. Everyone is suffering. After creating this material world, the creator put signboard. What is the signboard? Dukkhalayam aswasatam anityam asukhalokam. We are forgetting to see the signboard. What is the nature of this material world? Krishna is telling, anityam asukham lokam imam prapya bhajasumam. So, Mahavadhar, you are born in this material world, but you should understand that what is the nature of this material world. This is temporary and this is miserable. You may try with all effort to get happiness, but it is never possible. This is the nature of the material world. But still, we are thinking, the conditioned soul thinking to enjoy in this material world. Because he is part and parcel of the supreme enjoyer, Krishna. Sachidananda Vigraha. So being the part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, because he is topmost enjoyer, supreme enjoyer, so we are also thinking we are little enjoyer. We can also enjoy. But this is not fact. One can enjoy by connecting himself to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When you cut off this connection and independently try to enjoy, it is not possible. That's why it is spoken in Bhagavatam, Jatha tarormula nisechanena trupyanti tatskandha bhujopasakha pranopaharena jatha indriyanam tathaiva sarvahana achyutejya. Sukadeva Goswami giving a nice analogy. Jatha taror mula nisechan. If you want to see a tree full of very with green leaves and flowers and fruits, then what you have to do? You have to pour water at the root of the tree. If you want to see yourself in a healthy body, then you have to supply food to your stomach, to your belly. Similarly, if you want to be actually pleased in this material world or to be happy in this material world, then you have to satisfy Achyuta, Vishnu. Jasmin tushte, jagat tushte. Unless you are able to please the Supreme Lord Vishnu, there is no other way that you can become happy. This is the only way to become happy. If you engaged in devotional service. So that's why this verse is very important verse, that by both rising and setting, the sun decreases the duration of life of everyone. There is no Prabhupada is writing in purport, the time and tide wait for no man. They always goes on decreasing our life. But one who utilizes the time by discussing topics of all good personality of Godhead, Vishnu, His duration of time is not, not decreasing. How it is? Everyone's time is decreasing. So how it, time is not decreasing of a devotee who is always engaged in hearing Krishna Katha? Everyone has to die. Jatasya hi dhruva mrityu. You have taken birth and one day you have accepted this material body and one day you have to leave this material body. So how it is said that the duration of life is not decreased of a devotee? How it is possible? Actually devotee also die and materialistic person also die. But Prabhupada gave example of a cat. Death is like a cat. The cat sometimes catches the kitten, taking one place to other, own child. Transfer. How he carries the child? With her mouth. Same kitten, same cat, sometimes also grab a mouse. So what the situation of the mouse? Mouse is just shaking, with topmost painful condition. But what is the situation of the kitten? He is happily just thinking, my mother is taking to me a better place. Actually, no, this like supreme personality of Godhead, he is immortal. So all living entities are also immortal, being part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. Mama Ivangsa Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana is also Sanatana. But falsely, we are identifying ourselves with this body. That's why thinking we are attached to this body. So we don't want to give up this body. That's why, unless we get to pain to the extent of, it is said in Shastra, 10,000 scorpions biting you at same time. Unless you come to that point of painful condition, no living entity want to leave this body in conditional stage. But a liberal stage, a devotee, he don't fear for death. Rather, he invites death. Dhruva Maharaj, when death personified come in front of him, told Dhruva, now your time is come to leave this body and go to, according to your devotional service, you are supposed to return back to Godhead. So please give up this material body. Dhruva Maharaj even did not listen to the personified death. He put his feet on the head of death and just climbed to the aeroplane that has come to receive him from the Vaikuntha planet, from Dhruva Loka. So a devotee never fearful. He knows this is death. Death is also Krishna. Kala asmin loka kheya krita prabuddha. In Gita, Krishna is telling in Mahabharata war, when Arjuna saw this universal form and he became very fearful. I said, oh Lord, who are you? I am very much fearful now. Lord told, I am time factor. Kala asmin loka kheya krita prabuddha. Just like this verse is telling. The time decreases the duration of life of everyone. But devotees know this. But devotees they are thinking, in this lifetime, I must utilize my whole time for hearing and chanting, or performing pure devotional service. So he never fears for death. Rather, he was thinking, when this time will come, I may leave this body and enter to the spiritual planet, eternally serve my Lord there. So devotee is never fearful of death. Rather, only the conditioned souls, those who are so much entangled in this material world, falsely for the bodily pleasure, they are remain always fearful. So Uttama Sloka Bhartaya, this verse is telling that Tasyartha Yat Khananita Uttama Sloka Bhartaya, who utilizes time by discussing topics of all good personality of Godhead, their lifespan is not decreasing. So that is the real goal of the human beings. Otherwise, ahara nidra bhayamaithunancha samanya etat pasubhi naranam dharma tu eka adhika visesa dharmena hina pasubhi samana. Ahara nidra bhayamaithun, everyone is doing in 84 lakhs of species. All the living entities in any body, they are doing the same thing, this fourth thing. What is the speciality of a human being? Dharma tu eka adhika visesa. Dharma. A human being can follow the principles of religion. Dharma tu eka adhika visesa. Dharmena hina pasubhi samana. What is the dharma of a living of a human being? What is the real dharma of a living being? Jivera Sorupa Hai Krishnera Nitya Das. To understand his own Sorup. That I am an eternal servant of Krishna. Then, after understanding this, what is duty? To serve the Supreme Lord. Kehu Mane, Kehu Namane, Sabhitara Das, Jehu Namane, Apana Gune, Sehi Jaya Nas. Vrindavan Das Thakur speaking in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Someone is recognizing or someone is not recognizing the Supreme Lord. But everyone is eternal servant of Supreme Lord. Those who are recognizing their position as the eternal servant of the Lord and engage themselves in devotional service, their life become perfect. And those who are not recognizing this, they're thinking, I am independent. Ishwara aham, aham bhogi, siddha aham balavan sukhi, like Hiranyakashipu or Ravana. Seijayanas. Then he is definitely destined to be destroyed. So that is depend upon us what to do. The real dharma of a living entity is nitya dharma. There are two types of dharma, nitya dharma and naimitik dharma. Naimitik dharma is to look after this body. Because we are in this human form, how can we perform devotional service? We have to look after also this body. Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to say, you must maintain a healthy body. Otherwise, how can you perform devotional service perfectly? But that is nitya, that is naimitik. What is nitya dharma? The eternal duty is to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So how the service started? Navadha Bhakti. By the principles of devotional service, ninefold. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakhyam Atma Nivedanam Iti Pungsarpita Bhaktischet Navalakshana. How can we connect ourselves with the Supreme Lord and serve Him? Process is given. First process is Sravanam, hearing. And for this Kali Yuga, specifically in this Kali Yuga, these two processes most important. Sravanam, Kirtanam. Chanting and hearing. Then we come to the stage of remembering. The real goal to achieve is to remember Krishna all the time. Smartabhya satatang Vishnu, Vismartabhya najatuchit, sarva vidhi nishedhesu etoyar eva kinkara. Whatever we are doing, following all these rules, regulations, whatever we are doing, what is the goal? Always remember Krishna, never forget Him. At any time death will come. Kamala dala jala jivana talamala bhajau haripada nitire. This life is just like a drop of water on a lotus leaf. It just any time it will fall down. So that is the goal, to remember Krishna all the time. There is one small boy in Puri, his name was Gopal. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very much like that boy, and he was always moving around Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And one time Mahaprabhu was just entering to bathroom or something, then he is not talking, putting his mouth. Then this boy is telling, "Why you like this, not talking?" He told, "I am to going to pass even or something." He told, "So death can come any time. So what will do? If someone is in bathroom and is passing in time of passing stool or urine, he cannot talk, put his and death will immediately attack him. What he will do? He will not talk that time." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, "Now you become my guru also." So that boy, from that day, Mahaprabhu told him, "From today, your name is Gopal Guru. you are teaching me that any time one is to chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare." This is new year or this is old year? Old every time. A devotee has to chant 24 hours a day, all the time. Remember Krishna. Always remember Krishna, never forgets him. This process, but to remember Krishna, we start from chanting. Chanting holy name of the Lord and hearing. That's why this verse is giving so much importance. Discussing topics of all good personality of Godhead. That is the nature of a devotee. Who is a devotee? What is the qualification of a devotee? What is the definition of a devotee? Lord himself gave the definition in Bhagavad Gita, 10th chapter, 9th verse. Matchita madgata prana bodhayanta parasparam kathayantas chamam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. Is a devotee. Matchita, his mind is always fixed at the lotus feet of the Lord. Madgata prana, his life is completely dedicated for the devotional service of the Lord. Madgata prana. Bodhayanta parasparam kathayanta chamam nityam. When a devotee meet together, and one devotee meet another devotee, what is the topic they discuss? They discuss only Krishna Katha. There is no other topic, no other discussion. Just like businessman, Prabhupada gave example, just like businessman meet another businessman, so they talk about business, about their personal business, about the money matters, all those so many things. But when a devotee meet each other, who is a devotee? Bodhayanta parasparam kathayanta samam nityam de nityam, all the time they talk about me, like a madman. They get pleasure by talking about Krishna. Prabhupada wrote in purport about Krishna's name, his qualities, his pastimes, all these topics they discussed. When the devotees get together, they discuss on these topics. Bodhayanta parasparam kathayanta samam nityam tushyanti ramanti. Why they are talking? Because by discussing these topics, tushyanti, they get ultimate pleasure. That's why they are always engaged in such activities. How they get pleasure? Prabhupada gave the example in that verse. Just like in material world, in material sense, a young boy and a young girl, they are always hankering how to meet in a secluded place. They have love. When one boy and young boy and one young girl, they love each other in material sense. And when they meet in a secluded place alone, they become very enchanted. Similarly, this is a crude example. But a devotee is they get happiness even 1,000 times more than this pleasure, this material pleasure. So that's why devotees are always engaged in talking about Krishna, hearing about Krishna. How, who, from whom we can hear? From a sadhu. Avaishnamba mukhat girna puta hari katha amritam sravanam naiva kartavyam sarpo chishta jatha payo. You may hear this Krishna katha, but not from the non-devotees. Just like milk is like nectar. But when this serpent or a snake just touch the milk, drink little person, then that milk become poisonous. Similarly, even this is Srimad Bhagavatam, but even if it is recited by a professional reciter, then it is not give any effect to develop devotional service. That's why Bhagavata padhakiya Bhagavata sthane. Ekanta sarana laha govinda charane. That is the statement of Swarupa Damodar Goswami, secretary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He told you have to hear Bhagavatam from a Vyakti Bhagavat, this book Bhagavat. Bhagavat is two types. This is Grantha Bhagavat and a person Bhagavat. How can one understand this book Bhagavat when he hears it from a person Bhagavat? That's why here is Naimisaranya, the 60,000, this rishis, they are awaiting to listen Krishna Katha from Sutta Goswami, who is a Bhagavat. And similarly, there are so many sages come, but Parikit Maharaj is hearing Krishna Katha from mouth of Sukadeva Goswami. Similarly, in whole ISKCON, we are hearing Krishna Katha from the mouth of Srila Prabhupada, by reading this Bhakti Vedanta Purport. So, reading regularly Srimad Bhagavatam, specifically the Bhakti Vedanta Purport, so we are associating with Prabhupada. So, this is the way. And when one has to hear regularly, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. In this material world, we are seeing everything with this material eyes. But when you want to see a sadhu, how can you see? Through ear. That means you have to hear from a sadhu. That's why this verse is telling, those who are engaged constantly hearing this Krishna Katha, they are actually making their life perfect. They are not subject to this rule. Ayu harati vai pungsa udayan astam chat asahu. They are not subject to this rule. Because they actually know that this living entity is eternal, is not subject to death. His artificial thinking, I am dying. Because he is attached too much to this material body. So when one understands this truth and he engaged himself in serving the Supreme Lord in association of Vaishnavas with devotees, then his life become perfect. So for a devotee, whether he's dying or living, the same. Prabhupada used to say the story. One sadhu saw different types of people. And when he saw a prince, then he gave the blessing. What is blessing? Chiranjivi bhava, Ayushman bhava. You may live long time. Then he saw a muniputra, a brahmachari. He is doing nice devotional service. He pay obeisances to the sages. Then the sages told, okay, ma jiva, you should not leave anywhere, die immediately. Because now you are pure, your consciousness is pure, you are performing devotional service. Who knows, after you may be like Ajambila or something. It's better to die now and you return back to Godhead. Then he met another person, a butcher, cutting animals, killing animals. He told, ma jiva, ma mara. You should not die, neither live, neither die. If you will die now, immediately the Yamadutas will catch you. Give you so much punishment in hells. And if you live, then again you continue cutting animals. Both is not good. That's why you dying or you should not die, should not live. Then he saw a devotee. What is the blessing? Jivova, morova. For a devotee, both is same. That's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to say, he regents ill who thinks a devotee dies. A devotee never die. This is for actually eternally everyone is a Krishna's part and parcel. Everyone is Vaishnava. For a Uttama Adhikari Vaishnava, he sees everyone is Vaishnava. But this living entity, due to his conditioning nature, he is not thinking. He is a devotee. But who has accepted this path of devotional service, for him, there is no death. Even if this, whenever he is living in this material world, in this body, he is engaged in serving the Supreme Lord. And when after leaving this body also, he will engage in devotional service in spiritual planet. So that is the goal of life. There is no other way. And how can we achieve in this age this goal? By chanting and hearing. Krishna sudham upagate dharma gyanadibhi saha kalau nashta drusa mesa purana arka dhuna udita. When Krishna left this planet, enter his Goloka Vrindavan planet, then to fulfill the place of Krishna, what is he left? This Srimad Bhagavatam Purana takes the place of Krishna. So by regularly hearing and reading Srimad Bhagavatam, nashta prayasu avadresu, all the anointed things will be cleansed within our mind, and gradually we will progress in path of devotional service. Reading Srimad Bhagavatam, and same Bhagavatam is telling, kalau dosa nidhe rajan asti hi eka mahan guna kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sanga parangrajeta. O King Parikshit, Sukadeva Goswami is telling, in this age of Kali, everything is bad. There is nothing good in this Kali Yuga. Kalau dosa nidhe. Nidhe means ocean. This Kali Yuga is ocean of bad things. So, but there is one good quality. What is this? Kirtanat eva krishnasya. If you chant and glorify Krishna, Kirtanat eva krishnasya mukta sanga parangrajet. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That's why chanting Srimad Bhagavatam and chanting Hare Krishna mantra, there is no difference. Who is the acharya? For nine anga, there is nine limbs of bhakti. For every limb, there is one acharya who has perfected that particular limb in their devotional service. For sravanam, who is there? Parikshit Maharaj. Kirtanam, Sukadeva Goswami. Vishnu Smaranam, Prahlad Maharaj. Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Lakshmi. Archanam, Prithu Maharaj. Bandanam Akrur, Archanam Bandanam Dasyam Hanuman, Sakhyam Arjun or Subala Siddham, all these coward boys. Sakhyam Atma Nibedanam, Bali Maharaj. He gave everything. So the first, who is the Acharya for Sravanam Kirtanam? Parikshit Maharaj and Sukadeva Goswami. What they are hearing and what they are chanting? The Acharya for Kirtan is Sukadeva Goswami. What you are doing Kirtan? You are chanting Srimad Bhagavatam. And hearer is Parikshit Maharaj. But same chanter is telling that to chant also Hare Krishna mantra. Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Parang Brajet. The concluding verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, when Sutta Goswami conclude the Bhagavatam, the concluding verse of Srimad Bhagavatam is telling, Nama Sankirtanajasya Sarva Papa Pranasanam Pranama Dukha Samanam Tangnamami Haring Param. Kya Nama Sankirtana. So the Goswami is closing this Bhagavatam, telling Nama Sankirtana Dasya Sarva Papa Pranasanam. Nama Sankirtana, by chanting congregationally, loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. By chanting this Mahamantra, Nama Sankirtana Dasya Sarva Papa Pranasanam. One can free from all sinful reactions. Nama Sankirtana Dasya Sarva Papa Pranasanam. Pranama Dukkha Samanam. By paying obeisance to the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu, one can make himself free from the punishment of Jamaraj. Saman. Tang Namami. I am paying my obeisances to that Supreme Lord and glorifying his name. I am closing this Bhagavatam. So that is the only way in this material world, in this age of Kali, there is no other way. That's why he told, Iti sodasakam namnam Kali kalmasanasanam nato parotara upaya sarva vedesu drishyate. In all Vedic literatures, this is declared. Hare Rinama, Hare Rinama, Hare Rinama iva kevalam. Kalau nasteiva, nasteiva, nasteiva gatiranyatha. There is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Chant and be happy. If you want to become happy, then always chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Any question or comment? Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Maharaj, it's told that hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and chanting Hare Krishna is same. So why don't we chant Srimad Bhagavatam? Why are we chanting Hare Krishna? Chanting both of them is same, so we can chant either of them.
Yes, whatever you like, you chant. Who is prohibiting you to chanting?
We are told to chant Hare Krishna.
If you are chanting Bhagavatam, then there is no chanting of Hare Krishna. We stop Bhagavatam and then chanting Hare Krishna.
Yes, we can do only one of these activities and continue.
Yes, one can make himself perfect by chanting one of them. Okay?
But because we require that, that's why we are doing it. We require both of them, that's why we are doing it.
Yes, Prabhupada gave us both, so follow the Acharya. Okay? Hare Krishna. Any other question? This is charity. I did not, because in the end of the purport, Prabhupada told about charity. It wrote about charity. Jat karosi jadasnosi jajjuhosi dadasi jat jat tapasvesi kaunteya tad kuruswa madarpanam. In Gita 9:27, Krishna told, whatever you are doing, jat karosi jadasnosi, whatever you are eating, jat karosi, jat asnosi, jat juhosi, whatever giving in charity, jat dadasi, giving as a gift, dadasi, is giving as a gift, jat karosi, jat juhosi, dadasi, jat tapasvesi, whatever austerity you are performing, do everything as an offering unto me. So charity in Bhagavad Gita is described different types of charities. Charity is in tamaguna, in rajaguna, and also in sataguna. So there is a brief, except because today new year many people give charity. Yes? But Krishna is telling, don't give to other. Give everything to me. When you're coming to we going to your friend's house, today is you are taking some gift. But when you're coming to Krishna's house, this temple is Krishna, temple. You must give something to Krishna. Not something, Krishna is telling, give everything to me. Tatkurusa madarpanam, whatever you giving in charity or gift, you give everything to me. If someone is in a mood of ignorance and is taking a bath in Radhakuna, giving some money to these beggars, then what will that beggar will do? He run to tea stall. Chai. Chai. In the morning, in so-called chai. then then if more money, then he will buy some cigarette, smoke or drink tea. Even more money, then he can go to liquor shop, like this. So you are giving this charity, according to Shastra, 1/12 of this charity, whatever he is spending, you gave the charity, but this money, how he is spending, you are also, you will get the effect for that. He is doing some sinful activities, then you are also responsible for that. You are also responsible for that. Okay, so if you will give the charity to an unqualified person, so what will happen? You also go to hell. That's why Prabhupada giving the example how to give a charity to a Brahmana. If you give to a Brahmana who is born in a Brahmanical family, but he is not actually qualified Brahmana, he is a Brahmabandhu, still, in next life, you will get the equal person of amount of the money, whatever you gave. But if you give to a qualified person, to a Brahmana, then it will, like a 100 times return, you will get in return. But if you give to a more qualified, a Brahmana, Vaishnava, who is a Brahmana, not only Brahmana, he is a Vaishnava, then it is thousands times more you can return in next life. But if you give everything to Krishna, then Krishna will take you to return back to Godhead. But so Krishna is telling, give everything to me. Jat jadasmasi, jat juhasi, jat dadasi, jat tapasesi kante, tat kurusva madarpanam. Give everything to me. Krishna is not recommending to give. You have to give either to a Vaishnava who will take the money and utilize it for Krishna service, or to Krishna directly. Then that is the real purpose of charity. Otherwise, to give unqualified persons, and you also entangled for his karma. So don't give charity to an unqualified person. Of course, Krishna is telling in Gita, there are two types of charity, vastudana and jnanadana. But which is more important? Jnanadana. To giving something, feeding someone, giving some vastra, someone, there are so many things you can give. But if you are giving a Bhagavad Gita to someone, then no charity can be compared to that. When you are giving a Bhagavad Gita, in Ekadasi, in Purnima, and in some special days, even Gita Mahatma says, if you give a Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam to someone, then you will be qualified to return back to Godhead. So everyone has to give some charity. It is not prohibited. I am a devotee, I will not give charity. If you will not give charity, then you will not also get anything, even if you go to the spiritual world. Among this, so many ekadasis, one ekadasi, Satila Ekadasi. Satila Ekadasi. What is the Mahatmya? There you are, old lady, he was performing all the ekadasis, Nirjala, remaining awake whole night. But one thing strange in his character, he never gave anything charity. And Dwadasi is supposed to feed Vaishnavas, Brahmana, then he has to take prasad. But he never feed anyone, never give any charity. So the Lord himself is thinking, what type of devotee he is. He is such, doing so much austerity, not even drinking water, remaining awake 24 hours a day, chanting my name, but he is not feeding anyone, not giving any charity to. So Lord himself came as in a Brahmana form, in a old Brahmana, and taking a pot, just appeared on Dwadasi day morning, asking Mataji, Hare Krishna. Then again his son asked her, so this Sikh became angry and came in angry, but he was just cleaning his house with with cow dung and some mud. So he brought all this cow dung and mud and put in angry mood on the pot of the Brahmana. He is the Supreme Lord, he is in the form of Brahmana. Take! So, not good. What type of ladies? But Lord took this cow dung and mud and he made a cottage in the Vaikuntha world for him. When our time duration is over, And because she performed so much austerity, so Vishnu Dutas came and took her to Vaikuntha planet. And they pointed out this cottage is for you. You want a cottage, but there is nothing for eating, no bed, nothing for her enjoyment. Then he started crying, shouted, told, "Lord, I performed devotional service for whole life. I did all Ekadasi. Nothing for my enjoyment." Lord told him, very brief, told, "Because you have not given any charity to anyone in your lifetime, because of you did my personality, my devotional service, that's why you came to Vaikuntha world. Now you go down again and perform another Ekadasi, Sartila Ekadasi, that is." And then when the demigods, wives of demigods come and knock your door, then you give them charity. Give them charity, all this. And by that charity, then you will get again everything for your enjoyment. That's why Krishna told in Gita 18th chapter also, you must give charity. You do not stop these activities. There's so many stories in Shastras. If you will not give charity, then your life is also useless. Padma Purana, there is story of Maharaj Shweta. He was a big king. He performed so many yajnas, so much austerity, everything. But in whole lifetime, he never gave any charity to anyone. So when time, the death came, because he was performing karmakanda yajnas, he went to Brahmaloka, where Lord Brahma is staying, in Satyaloka. But Lord Brahma told, "Okay, by your austerity, finances and yajnas, you come to my planet, but you never given any charity. So you did not get anything for eating. You did everything just to make your body very sound, healthy. So you have to eat this, your own body. I will make your this material body in such a condition, it will not spoil. Every day from Brahmaloka, you have to go to this earthly planet and eat this body, your own body every day. By eating your own body, you will fulfill your stomach. That is punishment." Then this Maharaj Shweta started crying. So, what can I do? Then Brahma told, "Okay, Agastya Muni come one day to you. When you are just going with this heavenly aeroplane to reach that dead body, and when you are eating this dead body like a jackal or a dog, then he will come. Agastya Muni will see you in distance. Then we'll stop you. Stop. Who are you? You are looking like a demigod and we eating the dead body. What you are doing?" When he stopped, then you understand he is a great rishi. "Then whatever ornament is in your body, take everything together," and gave in charity to this that rishi. "Then you come back and you get the opportunity to stay in Brahmaloka and get all the facilities." So that is the glorification of charity. In many places, in Shastra is explained. So you have to give some charity. In this material world, at least those who are grahasthas, that is their duty to give some charity to brahmanas, to vaishnavas. And those who are brahmacharis, they give whatever they collect. They give everything to Guru and Krishna. Brahmachari guru kule vasandanto guru arhitam. For Guru, for the satisfaction of Guru, only the brahmachari maintain this body. And whatever he collect as alms, he give to Guru. Okay? Hare Krishna. It's already time. Any comment? Yes. That's why telling the charity to be given to a Vaishnava. That is a Prabhupada giving the examples. You have to give to Vaishnavas or directly to the Supreme Lord. to give a devotee who can, you are convinced that this devotee will take this charity and it he will utilize this charity for the service of the Supreme Lord, for preaching. The best activity is preaching for the Supreme Lord. Nacha tasman manushyesu kaschin me priyakuttama. Krishna is telling, no one is more dear to me than a preacher who is preaching this message of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Jare dekha tare kaha Krishna upadesh amar agyaye guru haya taroi desh. This is the ultimate instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is none other than Krishna himself. Grantharas Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.